We hope we're all staggering in the week. And, usually have a Mishmor comes in, and Lama Malka comes in. But like on Monday night, comes in. It's like, for me, that's a Kiddush. So I guess it works. I guess if we're making it here, it must work. So, but we definitely need that the Olam should participate. I know it's apple eating time. Competition. But, okay, we could hum along with it.
Oh,
You know, the service of Dibris says, Anochi Hashem Alakecha Asher Yisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And we say in Daming another pasuk, Anochi Hashem Alakecha Hama'alcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hama'alcha elevated you. Hama'alcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Harchev Picha Amaleo. Wind your mouth. Alam Aleihu, I will fill it. So there's a difference. It's Yitziyah. Yitziyah be Mitzrayim. Here we're saying Hamalcha. What does Hamalcha mean? What's the message in Hamalcha? Malcha is the relation of Milus. Ma'alot. Shir Ma'alot. Steps. Madregas. We got a lot of Madregas from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We had a lot of profits. Even though at the moment it would have looked like losses, Shibud, Yisurim. But there's milas that we got from Yitzhak Mitzrayim as well. One of the milas the Shemesh Shmuel says is the mida from Akshonis, an action. You probably don't know what that means. An action is someone who's very stubborn, oppositional. That's what an action is. Pyro was an action. No matter what would happen, he's the chutzpah to say, I'm not moving, I'm going to stay where I am. Never to give up. You know, hold your ground. The Shemesh Shmuel says that this midah, the fact that we were in Mitzrayim, and we were like an uber b'mei imo, we were like an embryo in a mother's womb. We were so embodied to Mitzrayim that we're able to absorb that midah of Akshonis. And it could be used as a milah, because in order to remain Yidden, to be Yidden throughout the generations, you have to have this midah of Akshonis. To be an action, which we were wimps. We were wimps, we wouldn't be around today. We'd be totally assimilated. This krech to be steadfast, not to give in, not to surrender, not to succumb. This we got from Mitzrayim. Hamalcho me'eretz Mitzrayim. We got milas from Eretz Mitzrayim. And you know, we need this mila very much for Limud HaTorah. One of the big tzaddikim used to say, Lim Pshat, that miksha, Tazeh Zohav. The menorah had to be made out of miksha. Miksha, Pashup Pshat, means beaten out of one piece. He learned miksha means it's akshonis, the mida to be stubborn. In order to be zeichet to the menorah, which is Torah Shemal Peh, you have to have akshonis. It's very difficult to be kind of Torah. For many people, it's very challenging. And then you have to chazer, and you have to write. These are a lot of challenging things. You need the meat of Akshonis. If you don't see the Hatzlocha immediately, you got to keep plugging away. If you don't see it still, you got to keep hanging in. And Soif Hatzlocha Lovely. At the end, you got to see Hatzlocha. It's a guarantee. The more you mice and efforts to learn Torah and to be kind of Torah, you have to have that meat of Akshonis. Miksha Tazah. The menorah has to be made out of miksha. If you have that miksha, like Shonas, not to give up, and say you're gonna get to the finish line, then the Rebbeinu Shalom gives it to us. First, we're able to be matzliach in the learning, but it just has to hold on, and not to be miyayish, and not to give up hope. Yeah.
Oh.
Never look at the tire. What a ticking. And Oz Yashir, you'll see that the whole Oz Yashir is written with spaces. Like a certain, what the Chazal say, it's like a brickwork. You have a phrase, you have a space, phrase, space. Different type of shiras. Some are written on two columns like Hazinu. But the Shira of Yashir is written with spaces. It's a little explanation, you know, for us. What does it mean that the Geula and the Shira have spaces? Bracham like to say like they need their space. Right, everyone's only got to have space. Don't crowd me in. Too much lachatz. You know? I created a word for someone who's always spacing out. It's called, he has astronitis. You know, we think everything has to have space. But the truth is, Golus itself takes away a person's space. Vayechi Yaakov, the beginning of that Parsha, which talks about the beginning of Golus, doesn't have any spaces there. Usually between the Parsha you have spaces. You have 9 spaces. No space over there. Because what Golus does, it takes away your cheres. It takes away your freedom. You think they offer freedom, but in reality, it's not freedom. It's not freedom. The Yetzer Hara, when he takes over, doesn't want you to be free. He wants to make you an addict. An addict is to his tivus and to just to fulfill the cravings. Just do it. You know, for I think it was Sprite, they used to have an advertisement, obey your thirst. Remember that?
Yeah.
What does it mean, obey your thirst? Obey your thirst. That's a big enough to anything else they want you to do. Whatever your body says, just do it. You know? There you become an eved. You don't have freedom. You don't have full bechira. Because they brainwashed us into just doing what they tell us what to do. You know, they just want to make money. They're not interested in you anyway. Vayechi Yaakov, that Pasha is stuma because there's no space in Golas. You know where you really have space? You know where you really feel connected? When there's Gula. Gula! Zekeli Vanveyu! That you could have an unlimited relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem Yisboch. That's where the space is. That's where you really feel your freedom. That's where you're created. You're connected to the infinite instead of the finite. What are you connected to? A gadget? What is that? It's something that's finite. People say, I can't talk now, my cell is dying. So all of a sudden they gave cell phones to be human. My cell is dying! It just died. I can't talk to you. Cell phone died. That's become the human, and we're the cell. We're in the cell. I mean, we're prisoners. That's where we have the lachats of being closed in, where you can't express your relationship with Hashem, your love of Hashem, and they squash that. That's real avdus. That's really being non-spatial. You don't have the real dimensions. But gula. Gula means that you're free. Someone, just last week I heard a mashal about, so they're walking outside and they saw this, showing them a leaf that fell off the tree. It was a tall tree and the leaf was falling off. And the wind is blowing it to the right, to the left, and it's just, ooh. It's one of these free falls, you know what I mean, from an airplane. It's incredible. You know, they go bungee jumping, right? It happened that the someone just had a bungee jump and the rope ripped. You hear about that? Are you learning Torah? What would you know about that? So the person said to the, you see the leaf? Now I tell you, isn't that leaf the freest leaf that there is? It's just, it's not can even connected. It's not even bound. It's just like floating around. Just like free, like a freebie in the wind. Wow. He says, yeah, that's incredible. He says, you got it all wrong. That leaf might be free for about 1 minute, maybe. And you know what happens? Because it's disconnected, it's going to hit the ground. And then it's going to become hard, and it's going to crumble, and it's going to die, and it's dead. No vitality. Nice free fall, but it's over. And yet that leaf that's connected to the root, to the tree, that still is nurtured with life. It's connected. It's bound. That's the most free leaf that there is. It's when I connect to the source of life, to the Shayrish Achayim, that's where a person feels his freedom. I want to teach you a niggun. We're making a single CD out of this niggun. It's a niggun that's about, I'd say, 35 years ago. Light years before you were born. And this niggun I composed in a place you probably never have heard of, Chattanooga. You ever hear that? What state is Chattanooga in?
Tennessee,
right. Chattanooga. He said, call it, there used to be an old song called the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Anyway, so I happened to be, I was about young, and I was invited to become a Bal Tefila, but I was still a Bachur in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I had about 20 people for the whole minyan, and I spent the whole week there. More than a week. It was from Rosh Hashanah to after Yom Kippur. And, the real Southerners, you know, one of those. Nothing else to do, so I composed something good. It was like, they didn't have a big base medrash down there. And the interesting thing that after I left, about a couple months after I left, they blew up the shul. I hope it wasn't because of my davening. They didn't want me back, that's for sure. Anyway, so I'm going to teach you this niggun. And this niggun is a very special niggun. We're making a CD out of it. In fact, I'm recording it tomorrow. My voice doesn't get moved like tonight. It's words that really apply to everyone here. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. V'dvar Hashem mirushalayim. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. What do we hear? You think you have an opportunity at Israel? Take advantage of it. Ki mitzion teitzei sora. V'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's something special. And, okay. I see some people shaking their heads. Does that mean you don't want to hear it?
Yes.
From Tzion teitzei sora. Torah will come out. The Devar Hashem and the word of Hashem will come out from Yerushalayim. We're all part of making that happen. Every bach is sitting here. You have to be part of that. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. The more you learn, the more you grow. You're creating the word of Hashem to come out from Tzion. No one's excused. Does anyone know it?
No?
We did sing it last year? Did I get the same direction last year too?
No.
I'll sing a different Ki mitzion. Ki mitzion teitzei soira. You didn't know that one, right?
Yeah. Hashem Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
didn't cross the Yamsu, they came to Mara. It says, "Well, Yochel Ishtos Mayim, Mi Mara, Ki Marim Hem." They couldn't drink water from Mara. Ki Marim Hem, for the waters were bitter. Moshe Rabbeinu took an eighth, he threw it inside. Vayimtru Amayim, and the waters became sweet. One of the Sfarim explained this pasuk a little differently. Lo yachlu lishtos mayim mimara, they couldn't drink waters from Mara. Ki marim heim. Not that the waters were bitter. Heim, they were bitter. When a person is bitter, and he has anger, he has chas within, then everything around him is bitter. Everything tastes bitter. You're not happy with life. You look negatively at people. You don't have, the glass is always half empty. You don't have an eye in Toiva because you're unhappy inside. Well, Yochel Ishtos Mayim Ki Marim Heim. Some people got a bum steer. You know, you grew up with a certain peckle. Everyone has some type of baggage. Baggage, as they say. Look, we couldn't plan out our parents. We couldn't plan out the place we were born. These are all that Hashem set up for us, the dynamics of our mission. But all of a sudden, you could become sweetened. Life can become sweetened. That's Moshe Rabbeinu throwing that eitz. The eitz is the eitz achayim. It's eitz chayim hilam achazikim ba. If a person connects to Torah and to limud haTorah, and he puts his koiches into it, Torah is masukim midvash. It's the sweetest thing around. Nothing sweeter than Torah. If you learn Torah, you try to be kind of Torah. It sweetens the person. He becomes to have a better look at life, people. He has ammunition to be able to fight his Yetzirah, Barasa Yetzirah, Barasa Torah Tavla. Who doesn't want to be happy? I don't think anyone here doesn't want to be happy. We have to know what real happiness is. Happiness, I always tell my shir, you know, you say of a good vort, a good pshat, and you automatically smile. Only smile, that's all it is. Smile. Now, imagine a goy would walk into the middle of the shir, and he's just finishing saying a pshat, you had two kashas, and he got brought a Reb Chaim in, and he just gave the answer. And everyone's smiling. And the guy says, "Wait, someone say a good joke? Isn't it a good joke? I'm not talking about this clean, but a joke." He says, "No, we just we had a discourse. We had two questions. We just answered the question." So he says, "What's everyone smiling for? What are they on drugs?" He answered the question. I mean, you finally get, you're working on this math problem for about 20 minutes. You finally got to the answer. So you smile and go, "Wow." Doesn't do it. Just won't do it for you. Torah makes a person happy. Torah feeds the neshama, nurtures it, and it just glows from within. It's besamche life. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're miserable and you're not happy with life, let me tell you, learn Torah. Learn Torah. It might be challenging, but you know what? There's a rainbow at the end. There's a sun that's glistening, that's shining its rays towards you. If a person would learn Torah, he would have that simcha. That image, he would feel redeemed instead of enslaved what the culture wants us to have all the time. Oh.
Valencia.
See ya.